USA News. I'm Richard Johnson.
Chairman, these individuals have been declared a sample
of the first few minutes of a House Oversight Panel hearing in which three FBI whistleblowers are saying the FBI unfairly targeted conservatives.
To be blunt, the leadership of the FBI and the DOJ are corrupt.
That's Wyoming Republican Harriet Hageman. Democrats on the panel say Republicans just want to disable and eventually dismantle the FBI. House Democrats are blasting the Republican leadership for effectively killing a resolution to expel New York Congressman George Santos. Democratic leader Akeem Jeffries says the GOP is shielding Santos from accountability. The Supreme Court says no, the families of the victims of terrorism may not sue social media companies over terror-related content on those sites.
A group of families sued the biggest tech companies, Google, Facebook, Twitter, essentially saying that the tech companies had allowed ISIS propaganda to proliferate on their platforms, that they knew this content was out there, and they were essentially steering young men to this content using a sophisticated set of algorithms.
NBC correspondent Laura Jarrett says it was a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court to reject that claim. The number of us filing for unemployment checks down this week by nearly 20,000 from last week, which was an 18-month high. The agency that hired photographers to take pictures of Prince Harry and wife Meghan in New York Tuesday night denies the couple's claims that paparazzi pursuing them nearly caused several serious accidents. It says instead the Royals security team was the aggressor in the incident. Since the dawn of cord-cutting, using a streaming service instead of cable or satellite TV, critics have said it's not that different from cable since we have to buy every channel. The Wall Street Journal reports ESPN is now working on a standalone streaming service for all of its channels, no word yet on a timeline. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The Pacific Northwest's heat wave is finally moving east, which means the 90-plus temperatures that Portland and Seattle have endured will now envelop Spokane, Boise, and Helena. And with the high temps comes a higher risk of fire, like the people in the middle of Canada have been experiencing.
Some oil and gas companies are cutting back production as fires close in on pipelines. Fires burning in the provinces of Alberta, British Columbia, and Saskatchewan have scorched about 1,800 square miles. More than 20,000 people have had to evacuate their homes. Smoke from the fires has caused hazy skies and poor air quality over North Dakota, Minnesota, and several other U.S. states. I'm Skip Kelly.
Clarity, or lack of clarity, is behind the moves of several cryptocurrency firms out of the USA. That's the opinion of Brad Garlinghouse, the CEO of the crypto firm Ripple. He tells CNBC the EU, the UK, and Singapore give companies much more clarity. A 76-year-old Colorado woman, Rita Garson, has had a very busy life. Much of it, she says, spent overcoming obstacles and doubters.
I can't start a company. I can't make it without a man. I can't finish school. I can't write anymore because I'm too old. People keep telling me I can't do it, and I go, watch me.
Garson's latest accomplishment, college graduate. She scored a bachelor's degree in sociology from the University of Colorado. Her advice to the rest of us, never give up. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.